Okay, today we're in Occlockney. Did I say it right?
You did.
Woohoo! Occlockney, Georgia. I'm sitting down with Ben Huntsinger, and I'm going to have him tell you a little bit about himself as well as what he created and why he created it, and basically just let him have the floor.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Ben Huntsinger. I'm the founder of Spartan Wheel Chariots, and yeah, we're coming to you live from Occlockney, Georgia. That's where I build the world's only $500 all-terrain wheelchair. And backstory on how this all got started. I got paralyzed. I'm a T4 paraplegic. T4 complete, so I have no anything from my nipples down. And I used to run a lot. And was always big on fitness because of that like natural high you get that, you know, relieves you from the stress of life. And when I started using a manual wheelchair, I was like, man, if I put like bigger mud tires on the front of this thing and some suspension, I could really enjoy myself a lot more and would be able to go over gravel and grass. And I felt so limited not being able to do that. And I spent a few years trying to put wheelchairs back together with nuts and bolts, and would go to like fabricators and colleges like Georgia Tech, and I would pitch them this idea of a wheelchair that I had, and I never really got anywhere. I kept going, getting dead ends, and or people were like, look, you got to have a lot of cash for us to devote our time to that, and I didn't. So I basically was going to Home Depot and Lowe's and getting nuts and bolts and putting together old wheelchair frames. And eventually, 6 years later, I had discovered conduit, which is a very cheap, inexpensive metal that you can hand bend. And then I started making my own frames. And I went and enrolled in a technical college. And eventually that led to having the opportunity to compete against other tech schools with my idea. And I won $25,000, and up now at this point in my life, I could make a wheelchair from the ground up out of stuff from the hardware store. And my idea was be able to sell it for what I, you know, what it cost me to make it. And that was my whole thing, is I wanted to give back, you know, to people that were using wheelchairs and make it affordable. And that's what I did. And that is where Spartan Wheel Chariots got started. And that was 2 years ago. And I built 200 of them. They go anywhere. They've got a 10-inch by 3-inch front tire, rear suspension. I built it to each customer's seat cushion size, their height, and their weight. And it's just awesome. It's a great piece of equipment. I literally just do anything I want to do. Goes on the beach, soft sand, over roots, rocks, gravel, whatever. If you've got an air-filled seat cushion, it'll float. and it's given me a part of my life back that was not there for a few years. And it keeps me in great shape. And the best part about it to me is offering it to people for the price. And I can get it to them usually within a week or two, which is a lot different than what most wheelchair manufacturers offer. So my wheelchair is a click away. It's built to your size. It's $500 plus shipping. I can ship it anywhere in the U.S. and Canada. And if you're interested, I can get you a price quote on shipping. You just, all my contact info is on SpartanWheelChariots.com. Any color frame you want, black or camo upholstery, and
no glitter.
No glitter. I will put glitter on it if you want it. And I build them at my friend's shop out on a pecan farm in Occlockney, Georgia. And I'm not a big operation. It's just me. I do it all. And I put them on a semi and ship them anywhere you are. And it's been awesome, man. I've seen a lot of great pictures and videos of how they've changed people's lives. And I can build it for little kids all the way up to 400-pound adults. It doesn't matter. And that's what Spartan Wheel Chariots is, and hopefully it'll continue to grow. One day I can expand and have employees that are disabled and vets and, you know, one day, hopefully all veterans can get them for free. So it's just awesome.
So are you wanting to stay in Georgia with your manufacturing? Like, are you wanting to do it all here and employ local people, or you want multiple manufacturing facilities around the U.S.?
Probably better if we had multiple locations. I can help people out on shipping. I'm really open for whatever, you know?
Now you do a little bit more of your personality. That was a really good sales pitch there, which I really enjoy. But say a little bit more about you. Like, what makes you tick? What makes you happy?
Physical fitness. That's always been my thing. Staying in shape, running, lifting weights. I'm in school to be a teacher right now, middle school, social studies and science. I was brought up in an area near Atlanta where we had mountain biking trails. And so I've always been into that. My parents, my mom, she was a marathon runner and she used to take me with her on runs and stuff. And I think that's what really got me into running a lot. And that's never changed. I've always been a runner and enjoyed that outside of having to work. And I've done all kinds of stuff in my life. Pulling soil samples, working at humane societies, a lot of retail work at like hardware stores, Target, just paying the bills. I got an associate's degree in drafting, and I mean, that's pretty cool, but it's not, I don't really want to sit behind a desk and do a lot of numbers and calculations all day, every day. So that's why I continued my education for a bachelor's degree in education. I like to hunt and fish. I like to kayak. I like being out in nature. I like helping people. So like when I got introduced to the wheelchair world, I was like, man, where's like everybody living it up? Like I see a lot of people using their chair every day and being like limited to what that chair's capability is. And I was always like, man, baby strollers, mountain bikes, like all those industries have grown so much with technology, and you can go to Walmart and get a mountain bike for $200, and it's the exact same metal suspension, all this cool aesthetic appeal. But wheelchairs are like nowhere near that. And I saw all the stuff in the other industries like baby strollers and mountain bikes that have this same kind of hardware but just updated with technology. And I was like, there's got to be a way to incorporate those two together. And that's how I got on the journey of I can make this happen. I got obsessed with it for years, man. I was drawing in books every day. Like that's all I could think about is how can I make my wheelchair to where I can live? Like, you know, pushing on the sidewalks in Atlanta, they're all old and beat up, and doing that in a normal wheelchair is it can be fun because you're really, it's like technical wheelchair riding, watching out for, you know, cracks and stuff because you'll get ejected. And so it just made me like chase the dream harder of this isn't a joke. I know a lot of people would benefit from this. It's something new that the wheelchair world's never experienced. There's a couple manufacturers that make an all-terrain wheelchair, but they're not affordable and they're a little bit different than mine. And I hope that what I've created will give people the, like, I can do whatever I want. My wheelchair is going to come with me. And there's a lot of growth that I still want to see in the Spartan wheel chariots, like making them with turning front tires, making them that have power assist motors on them. There's all kinds of stuff that's also in other industries that I can bring into the, you know, affordable wheelchair market and help a lot of people out. So, you know, I don't know what else to say about me other than I'm just trying to make it. I'm not making money off these wheelchairs. Hopefully, in a year from now, I'll have my teaching degree and I can, you know, get off disability and have a good retirement plan. You know, I'm about to be 35 years old. I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah. So talk about the trail, because I think that's a really cool goal or a really cool thing to not necessarily focus on, but that was a pretty cool story, I think. It's not really a story, but future story. So it'll be one hell of a future story.
Yeah, the Appalachian Trail. When I think of the Appalachian Trail, nobody's ever done it in a wheelchair and documented it or even done it, to my knowledge. There might be somebody listening that's like, oh, I've done a piece of it, but I'm talking about a through hike where you start at the beginning and end at the finish, Maine to Georgia or Georgia to Maine. Like, that shit's doable. Mm-hmm. It's doable. It'll just take a lot of time and effort. Main thing I'm concerned about is skin breakdown. You know, you're going to be getting out of your chair on rocks a lot, especially in the Georgia section. And in the Maine too, but yeah, so I've always looked at the Appalachian Trail like, I got to do that. It's not an option because nobody's ever done it in a chair. And it's like, what I'm about is looking at something that it almost says you can't do it because you're in a chair, or everybody's mentality is, you know, that's not accessible. How would you even do it? And it's like, bro, you can't live inside of your wheelchair. You got to live and take that thing with you at any cost. And maybe that's what I'm destined to do. I don't know. I just always thought, damn, that would make a killer movie. Like, maybe that'd be how I go out, you know, is trying. And that, to me, is, there's a famous quote that I always have got a sense of purpose from by Teddy Roosevelt, and it's called Man in the Arena. And the main quote, really, that the only thing I can remember from it is, it's better to be the man inside the arena with blood on your face failing than it is to be in the stands. And that, to me, is one of the quotes. There are also other people I've just listened to religiously, like T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Les Brown, like all these people that talk about charging it and just doing it. And there's things that I've heard over the years that have always stuck with me. Like, there's one about greatness from Les Brown that I love. It's, you don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to get started to be great. You're going to experience setbacks. Like, this whole journey to one day being at college and them saying, do you want to go to this competition? Like, there was years I spent pushing my wheelchair across town to Home Depot to get parts, or like dragging myself through the house because my wheelchair was in pieces to go take a leak. And, you know, I just never really quit on it. And there were many dark days to where I didn't think it would ever work. Or like, I would go to talk to somebody and they would be like, bro, you're an anomaly. Like, this, you're the only dude living like that. There's not a business in it. And you know, coming back to the house, like, damn, what am I going to do with my life, man? That's my dream. And just getting through all that, it took just years of perseverance to not quit on myself. And, you know, even though there were dark times, to kind of keep moving and eventually get out of those dark places. And
so do you see yourself as a motivational speaker in the future?
If I make it big, yeah.
Why do you have to make it big?
I don't know. I always kind of look at other people and think, I'm really fortunate to have my hands and to be a paraplegic. Like, I've heard somebody say once, like, paraplegia is just a minor inconvenience. Quadriplegic, and, you know, using sipping puffs, that's a whole nother ball game. And I always feel like, who am I to say that this is how you should live? Because I really don't have a issue with living fully independent. And, I mean, yeah, if somebody wants to get in shape and listen to what I got to say about how to do it and how I do it, like, I got a $60 weight bench at my house and four dumbbells, 245s and 255s. And for years, I made myself work out every single day for over a year, no matter what. And that taught me a lot about what it means to tell your mind to shut the hell up and put your body in motion. And so every couple of days I'll grab some dumbbells and get on my weight bench and do a couple of different exercises, and you know, I'm done in 15 minutes and then I keep it moving. And that really gets my mind flowing, and you know, I love it. It's like a religion basically. So if I could be a motivational speaker and people wanted to hear what I had to say about that kind of stuff, the main thing is they got to want it, you know, and I think it'd be good because I got to where I'm at from listening to people talk about strength and persevering, like the people I was just talking about. And I mean, if I can help other people by doing that, then I should do it, no doubt. But I kind of feel like I need to be on a bigger platform and have some cash. Like there's that Chris Farley skit where he's like a motivational speaker, but he's living in a trailer by the river. Like that's how I see myself.
Recording this in a bus by, but I couldn't even go to the bathroom. I don't even have a bathroom yet. That's funny. That was the dream. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So yeah, motivational speaking would be killer. Maybe one day it'll happen. I'm definitely a motivator to all my little students that are in my class right now. They all love me and think it's the coolest thing ever what I'm doing. And I've got a good, that's been awesome.
And you're their like only reference to a person that's in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if any of them have other relatives or anything in a chair. There's nobody else in that school that's using a chair. And so
regardless of whether you're able to walk or in a chair, you're still like a positive influence on them. And they're probably looking up to you regardless of that anyway.
Yeah, totally. And they see my Jeep with mud all over it or my truck with no exhaust. And they're like, yeah.
Do they see you get in and out of it?
Oh, yeah.
So there's things like, I mean, there's just like not something that I on an everyday see somebody like climb into a Jeep. So when you pulled up the other night, I was like, I'm pretty sure he drives that. And then you got into it. I was like, holy crap. Like you got into it better than I did. I was like, having to lift myself up into that. So what do you kind of have? So what are you doing today? What are you're going to build the rest of this bike? It's not a bike. Chair today.
Yeah. My God, every day for the past 2 years since I started my website and everything has been at the shop or doing homework. And today I've got three more chairs to build. So I'll knock another one out today. I'm waiting on tires to get in, so I'll be able to ship the ones I've got in the shop ready to build. So we're going to do a little fabrication on your bus, and then I'm going to get on those, and then I got class at 5 that I got a presentation for, so I got to go home a little early and prep for that.
So as a person that I know does not like help, doesn't want help, wants to do stuff on your own, how can people help you? Because in order for you to get to the next level of what you're wanting to do, there's going to need to be financial help, or you could call it something else, not help, but you need, like, what can people do in order to help get you to that next level or get you to where you want to be?
I don't know.
Is it like contacts with corporations? Is it, you know, website, social media? You need
definitely
help building, like,
definitely the contacts. Like they make all the stuff that I need to make wheelchairs better or to make mine even more affordable in China. So if somebody's hearing this and you've got the capability of producing mountain bike wheels, tires, suspension, I mean, if you've got machines that can pump out these chairs, you know, instead of me making everyone by hand, let's get it rolling. Let's mass produce them and sell them at Bass Pro and Walmart for like $100. I mean, this isn't a money-making thing. You know, this is just about people having an option to have a second wheelchair that'll go anywhere that they can get outside in and like live fully how a human is, you know, supposed to live. That's what this thing's all about. You know, I don't know how people can help other than look at SpartanWheelChariots.com, buy one for somebody, just keep this thing moving, make it a worldwide phenomenon. I mean, there's people all over the globe that hit me up that want them, and I can't ship internationally because it's outrageous on the price, and you have to have a crate. All that stuff's doable, but it just would take a lot of time and effort, and you know, I'm freaking swamped with everything I got already. So just spread the word. There's an affordable wheelchair out there. It'll go anywhere. Can be to you in a couple weeks. Any way you want it. And it's bad, man. It'll go anywhere. I mean, I've had the other all-terrain wheelchairs, and it takes effort to push it. It's not like a gear drive like those kids at MIT that made their chair, the Grit Freedom chair. It's nothing like that. Like, you can roll up close to stuff. I don't know. You know, just I don't know how people can help me, really.
But you did just apply for Shark Tank too, right?
Yeah.
So I'm glad I got the interview before you get really famous, because then you'd be like, I'm going to have to charge you for that, and I don't have the time. So I was like, right on.
Yeah, right. Man, I'll never be that dude. Like,
That wears the suits?
Nope. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the dude, like I was telling you yesterday. When I've had to go to all these meetings for banquets and all this stuff, they're like, you know, you're going to dress up, wear a jumpsuit or whatever it's called. I'm like, I want to show up in jeans and a t-shirt, like, with my hands dirty, because that's what it's all about. Is I'm not a CEO. I mean, I guess technically I am, but I'm trying to build wheelchairs and keep it humble, you know. I'll probably give all my money away or invest it all to where other people can benefit from it if it ever comes to that. So.
Awesome. Any final words you want to end on? I mean, this is a really fantastic, you're a great speaker. Like, you speak, you articulate very well, and you know exactly what you need to say. So I don't know if you've just rehearsed this and practiced this a million times.
Yeah. I was sitting at the house staring at myself this morning doing that. I don't know.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. Are you doing that? Do you know just referenced?
I was thinking of Cool Runnings. Have you seen that?
Like a long time ago, the bobsledding thing?
Yeah.
No, I was doing Saturday Night Live. It's cool. Thought you'd get it. You referenced Chris Farley earlier. It was like about the same time frame.
I'll check that out. The one I'm talking about is whenever he about gets in a fight and he says, like, he goes in front of the mirror in the bar and he's like, nah, I can't remember what he says, but anyways.
I will Google it and look it up after this, so. Anyway,
no last words really, other than check out SpartanWheelChariots.com, and I'm on a mission from God. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for, I don't know. I'm pretty sure we just have mutual friends, and I probably saw you and was like, holy crap, I've watched your website video, which was awesome. And then your Facebook, you just constantly post stuff that's like inspiring. And I'm intrigued by people who are wanting to do something that changes the world for the better. So when I reached out to you and was like, hey, I'm going to bring a 40-foot bus down to you, and you said yes, that was like, this is literally the very first trip of this entire beautiful strength journey. So it's kind of a cool way to start, kind of set the bar high. So, all right.
Thank you.
We're going to say goodbye, and then we're going to go to work.
Peace out, everybody. Thanks for your time.